According to Planet Bluegrass's Grace Barrett, the Fretliners won the 50th annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival and the 51st annual Rocky Grass Festival band contest last year, so the group is already a big hit with festivarians. The Fretliners are a powerful, progressive bluegrass quartet born around a single microphone in a barn in the Rocky Mountains. The outfit is looking forward to opening the show on the main stage in Telluride on Saturday, June 22nd. This is Susan Deebrock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be speaking with stand-up bass and occasional banjo player and songwriter Taylor Shook from the Fretliners. Taylor, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Susan.
So, would you please share the Fretliners' origin story? How did the quartet come
about? Yeah, so I have a side band that's kind of like a for fun sort of thing I've had throughout the years where I kind of just honestly wait till the last minute and hire musicians who are available for a gig because there's such a great music scene in Colorado. So that band is called Shuckwagon, which is my last name. There was a gig, and I had played with Tom in a band called Woodbelly for a long time and had played a little bit with Dan here and there. And Sam was my neighbor and one of my very good friends, who sometimes we got to play music together. And I kind of just slapped together a little fun gig in our friend's barn house kind of show thing. It was kind of a fun little thing. And we played one time and we're like, wow, this is a lot of fun. And kind of just formed it as a side band, the Fretliners, and we played a couple gigs. And then later that year, we ended up making it our full-time thing and kind of really made it a band. So we kind of consider September of, 2022, I think, to be about kind of the official start date.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now please share something about your personal story. What set you on your path to becoming a professional musician? Is music in your DNA or was it a nurture thing? Do you come from a family of musicians?
Well, I actually come from a very athletic family, and so music was never really a thing in my family. The other guys I know had more of a musical family upbringing, but I did not. I was really into rock and roll and, just maybe was the black sheep of the family. That's it. So I chose music and just fell in love with it. And I've played in every type of band possible, starting with on electric bass, and I played rock. I played funk. I played in a jungle funk band that played reggae and Afrobeat and all sorts of stuff. And then I started playing upright bass when I discovered like Yonder Mountain in college. So I was about 19, 20 years old when I started playing upright bass.
Okay. So did you have any formal training in music?
I like to consider myself a student of the YouTube Academy. So not really. I took a few lessons when I was younger, maybe for about a year, but that's about it really. And then, I played in jazz band in, high school and really that was it. I kind of just always, learned however I could, just grasping bits and pieces wherever I could. I didn't really do any formal like college or music school or anything like that.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
How would you sum up Fretliners' sound? Is it a bit of the Janis thing? Meaning, does the quartet look back at High Lonesome and at the same time forward to a new spin on that old tradition?
I would say that pretty much hits the nail on the head perfectly. I think we're all big, big fans of bluegrass, of, through and through, we just love bluegrass music. And so we've all, in some form or another, whether it was just studying throughout the years, playing with people, Tom, our guitar player, he grew up in a musical family. His dad played in a band and wrote two of the songs on our last record. And So he's been singing with them forever, but we've pretty much been big students of bluegrass for a very, very long time. And I think in many ways, because we've learned it, we're able to kind of look forward at the future and try and figure out what we can bring to the table with our own style and our own sound. But that's pretty much exactly it, is we really, we try and bring all sorts of different genres we've learned through the years and bring that in if we can. But somehow it still kind of always ends up sounding high and lonesome, at some of these festivals. At more of the traditional festivals, we're considered the progressive band. And at some of the progressive festivals, we're considered the trad band. So we kind of ride this fence a little bit, which is kind of fun.
Right. Would you now talk about your three bandmates? How would you sum up their talents?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I will say there was a festival recently we went to, and there was so much jamming going on. And at some point, the four of us just found each other in the lobby of the hotel at the Durango, the Strader Inn, actually. It was during the Bluegrass Meltdown. And we the four of us ended up picking together, which was kind of a funny thing, because it was like, well, we're not, we were playing all weekend, but it was just so much fun. And I think that really was like a moment for me when I was like, wow, these are my three favorite people to play music with, which is kind of really cool. I would say, Tom is one of the most talented vocalists I've ever met, and his guitar playing is fantastic. His style, his writing, him and I write a lot together, which I love. We've kind of been musical compadres for a while. Dan, I've known about forever, and played with various different bands with him, and have always loved playing with him. His style, his stage presence, his energy, his vocals, everything about his fiddling. He's got one of the best chops, as in Colorado, and he's a fiddle player, which is kind of cool too. And then Sam is just a freaking metronome. He's kind of the yin to my yang, as a as the mandolin and bass kind of play off each other. So he's we have so much fun, and he's one of the best soloists I can think of. So I love this band, and really talented guys. And a good hang, which is very important.
No kidding. There'll be lots of that at the festival. So who were or who are your musical mentors? Do the names include some of the talent at the 51st Annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival?
Oh, well, first I would probably have to mention Sally Van Meter, who she's our neighbor, and she produced our last record. She's been in our lives for a while and has just been such a huge musical mentor for us and so many of the bands on the Front Range of Colorado. I mean, all over the country, really. But she's such a really just musically wise person and has been able to kind of take us under her wing to some degree. She helped us kind of put together some of the songs for the Telluride Bluegrass band contest. And we worked with her on that. She's so good with harmonies, so she helps, coach us through that. And then we ended up working with her for our first album, which was an absolute pleasure. She's amazing. And then musical mentors, man, there's so many. This is 'cause we live in Lyons. There's a lot of really great musical legends here. It's hard to name just one, but, Eric Turini, for me as a bass player, he's a guy I look up to personally. Lots of great songwriters like Benny Burl Galloway is a big one. We're still fresh, and so a lot of the big names at Telluride we've, yet to meet, but we hope to, especially, like Del McCurry. I think Tom vocally really draws a lot of inspiration from Dell. So someday we hope to include him in the list.
Sure. Okay. What do you think festivarians at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival can expect from the Fretliner set on Saturday morning?
Oh, I think it's going to be, just a beautiful, hopefully spiritually uplifting experience. I think that our music, we do our best to just create quality music that people can really enjoy and feel in their soul. And, I would hope that they have a great time and dance their butts off and, we'll laugh, we'll cry, we'll do all the things.
Great, great. So yeah. What are you personally looking forward to most about returning to Telluride Bluegrass, the place of triumph, and performing on the main stage in Town Park?
Oh, I'm so excited. I've been very fortunate in that I was in a band that also won the Telluride Bluegrass Fest back in the day, and I can say it's one of the most amazing experiences of my life, getting to play that stage, and I'm thrilled to be doing it with these guys and looking out at those amazing mountains, and it's the best. The sound, the quality, the people, the vibe, everybody's just so happy to be there. I really can't think of a better place. We joke and call it our Mecca. I mean, it's not really a joke. It really is. It's like it's something that we've been, I met Dan at Telluride in probably 2016 and brought Tom there for the first time in 2019, maybe. Mm-hmm. And Sam's been going forever. So it's like deeply ingrained in this band's DNA. We've talked with our booking agent and we're like, we're going to be marking this off every year, whether or not we're playing, because it's that important to us. So I just can't wait to go back and see, all the family that we've kind of chosen. And we have a great campground and town park that we love to be a part of. So we'll be around the campground too, which will be fun.
Great. And finally, since at one point you were up and coming, what would your advice be to up and coming young talent wanting to break through the noise?
Oh, man. Well, I would probably say, I think studying bluegrass is really important. And I think that's something that a lot of people kind of neglect in today's day and age, I think it's amazing that, there's these acts like Billy Strings and, so many more just bringing younger people to the genre. And it's amazing that they're getting to hear this music. And it's good to go back and listen to the original recordings and, source, where these songs came from and why they were playing this music, and then from there, find their own voice. That's really important, to kind of be able to find originality within the bluegrass genre, because it is kind of based on tradition and all these things. But having that dichotomy is what's going to kind of push the genre forward and keep things moving along. So I would say, just study and learn, and then find your voice and be original as much as you can. And don't neglect songwriting. Don't forget to live.
That was a round, firm, and fully packed answer, and I thank you for it. And I'm sure the young musicians out there listening to that answer will be great, very appreciative. This has been Susan Deeprock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Taylor Shook from the Fretliners. They open the show Saturday morning, June 22nd. Taylor, thanks for taking time to do this interview. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Susan. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.